The little-known but much-loved sport of pigeon racing is facing near-certain extinction in Australia as clubs struggle to attract fledgling talent. What was once considered a working-class pastime has fallen by the wayside in recent years as the old breed of racers retire and fly the coop. Faced with dwindling membership numbers, the traditionally male-driven sport is turning its attention to women and children in the hopes they'll be able to save one of the country's longest-running events. Bridget Judd reports.
Peter Vigona is what some would call the gay waterhouse of pigeon racing.
I've been lucky enough to win the Hop the Water and the Horsham Cup twice, Eureka Cup twice, Southwest Cup.
At 48, Pigeon Pete, as he's better known, is one of the youngest members of his local pigeon racing club, a symptom of an industry in peril.
Going back years ago, there were so many pigeon fanciers. It was just like a poor man's sport, I suppose, but back now, it's just been forgotten, and a lot of people don't know about it. You know, I mean, even the Queen raises pigeons.
These days, with computers and iPads and things like that, kids are more interested in playing games than these sort of sports.
That's Rex Perkins from Pigeon Racing Victoria. He's a breeder and competitor in Camperdown. He's part of a new campaign to revive the sport by making it more inclusive and accessible.
We're looking for a book or something like that, and our aim is to try and put a copy of it in every school in Victoria to give children the opportunity to read about pigeon racing and to understand what it's about. Many, many years ago, Walt Disney made a movie called The Pigeon That Worked a Miracle, and it's no longer available, unfortunately, but it's a great little story about a boy that was crippled. And the pigeon came home and he got out of his wheelchair and walked up to it, you know.
And the sport, it obviously means a lot to you.
Oh, it does, yeah. I mean, I love to see more kids in it. You know, I think they're missing out on a lot. The other thing, too, is to show ladies that they can race pigeons just as well as what the men can, you know. We have a lady here in Camperdown Club and she flies every bit as well as what we do. We have to watch out for her, actually.
At 8 years of age, Bryden McPhee is fresh out of the nest. He's one of around 15 members of the Horsham Pigeon Racing Club and the only racer under 30.
Which has been the most helpful?
The Medina goes best at the moment. But we've got to still train the Spanish because he's only a new one.
Yep.
It's become a family affair with Dad, Mark and Mum Taryn joining the sport. They're now trying to get more young people from their rural community involved.
Just before the start of race season, we took our birds to Brighton School.
Yeah.
Down to the Oval, and all the kids were there and they're just amazed.
They ask them about them every day.
To let the birds go, and they did a couple of circles and bang, they took off going home. And the kids were like, well, what happened? You know, where'd
they go? Teacher, Miss Keary, did something on Facebook for it.
It is good for the kids. It's great to see.
Despite the sport's decline, those within the racing community remain hopeful that their efforts will be enough to yield generations of pigeon fanciers to come.
Bridget Judd with that report.